ask in him on today, Lord. We will exalt the Lord on today. Let's praise him on this morning. Let's saturate the atmosphere on this morning, people. Hallelujah. By praising them with the highest praise on today. With the highest praise on today. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We will praise everything that we have in us on today, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to Sunrise Prayer Line. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you on behalf of, hallelujah, Minister Ray, hallelujah, and myself.
Right.
And we first give an honor to God and give honor to my husband on today, hallelujah, the love of my life, hallelujah, in this world, hallelujah, Jesus, huh? Hallelujah. We have two dynamic speakers on today. We have Lady Primos and we have EBCS. We allow God to use them on today. Hallelujah. We bless them on today in the name of Jesus now. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We won't prolong any more time. Hallelujah. We will have a hallelujah, Jesus. Our readings, our first opening scripture will come from, hallelujah, Jesus. Minister Ray will read the New Testament, hallelujah, Jesus. And I will read the Old. Amen. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. From Ephesians 3 and 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with the neighbor, for we are members one of another. May the Lord have mercy to hear this message and do it.
Let me pick the button.
Amen. Now we will have the Old Testament reading by myself. Amen. And coming from Zephaniah 3 and 17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love, making no mention of your past sins. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. Amen. That was Zephaniah 3 and 17 from the Amplified Version. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. Amen.
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 Amen. Now we will, hallelujah, introduce to some, hallelujah, and present to others none only than Lady Primos. Amen. Let's welcome her with a hand clap of praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Lady Primos, have your way.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, we just thank you. Lord, bless you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, oh God. We thank you for the strength you have provided for us this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the constant provisions that you always make, oh God, and we thank you for making our crooked path straight, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and constant grace that you give us on a daily basis, oh God. Jesus, oh God. Lord, I ask you to come in right now, God. Help me to sit down as you come forth and give the word and minister the word to your people like you meant to minister to them, oh God. Right now, I rebuke any distractions that would try to hinder your people from receiving what you meant for them to receive on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Anything that's exalting itself against your word right now, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus, God. I rebuke sickness right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. The word shall go forth, God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you for what you are, what you have done, and what you will do, and what you're in the midst of doing right now in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you in advance right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Just right now, begin to cover our minds and our hearts and our spirits, oh God, like never before, oh God. Camp your angels around this line right now, oh God. Let your spirit follow fresh right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Begin to saturate us like never before, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, let us gain clarity on this morning, oh God. What it is that you want us to know and understand, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, in all these things, God, let your will be done, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Not as we will, God, but let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. In your son Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Ooh, amen. Good morning, everybody else.
Good morning.
Kind of crazy this morning, feeling kind of moody this morning, but this word going forth, amen. Oh, I got that, honey. I'm coming out of Luke. Chapter 10, starting at verse 40. And it reads, but Martha was distracted with much serving. Hold on. I'm starting at verse 39. And she had a, I'm starting at verse 38. Amen. It say, now it happened as they went, that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. Amen, amen. Whew. So we coming from the perspective of, are we just serving, or do we really, or are we truly getting a relationship with God? Because God, I'm coming to tell you today that God didn't come to make no servants. God has plenty of servants. God has came to make us sons and daughters. Amen. He didn't come merely so we can just usher a church. He didn't come merely so we can just preach every Sunday. He ain't come nearly for us to just sing in the choir every Sunday, every Wednesday night. He ain't just come for us just to do that. He came so we can have a relationship with him. He came so he can relate to us what we go through. You know, let me give you an example. Oh, look at that. Majority of us on this line, we in relationships, you know, and we got our view on what the perfect man is, what the perfect woman is, you know, oh, because she, you know, she cooked, she cleaned, you know, she give me, you know, satisfy my sexual needs on a daily, and, you know, she pretty much, she, you know, she's the perfect, you know, woman. That's what we, you know as in the world today, you know, the perfect woman is the woman that cook and do this and, you know, basically, you know, serve the house, you know, and basically, you know, get a man what he want and everything good. And then we got the our description of what a perfect man is, you know. He get out there and go work, provide for the family, you know. He don't cheat or whatever, you know. He around you all the time. That's the kind of view that we have of what a perfect man is. Amen. But how many of you know that everybody's views are different? What may be a perfect man to you may not be to somebody else. What may be a perfect woman to you may not be to someone else, you know, because you can be in a relationship with a person to another person. This man is meeting all the requirements. You know, I don't know why that lady, you know, feel that way towards that man or get mad at that man. That man go out there and work. You know, that man provide for his family. You know, that man is a good man, you know, on the outside looking in, you know. How many, you know, a person can be meeting all the needs, all the material needs, you know, and a person in a relationship can still feel lonely. Amen. Because that person has came into the relationship and did everything that he thought that it's supposed to be in a relationship. You know, he was taught, you know, growing up, a man should have a job, a man should provide for his family. When his wife, you know, get mad, he should throw his hands up and walk away. You know, he was taught all these things. You know, when he was taught that when a woman gets mad, you know, get her flowers, you know, buy her something, you know. This is the kind of stuff that he was taught. You know, and a woman is looking at him like, why is you know, he buying all this stuff, but yet she's still mad. You know, he's going out there and working, but yet she's still mad. She still feels alone. She still feels like he is not there for her. You know, it's like he's doing a lot of stuff that does not matter to her. It means nothing. For you to go out there and work, it means nothing. For you to go out there and buy her flowers when she mad, yeah, that means nothing. She, you know, she wants to sit down and have a conversation with you. She wants to sit down and get close to you. You know, all that other stuff does not matter to her. Amen. I'm trying to get somewhere here. Amen. Could it be some stuff that we have learned growing up is stopping us from really, really experiencing our marriage in a different way? Could it be that the stuff that we learned is keeping us from really hearing our wives, hearing our husbands, hearing our children, hearing what your friends go through? Could it be what we have learned that is keeping us from really experiencing a real relationship, not merely just going off of what you have learned in the world. Amen. You know, and I'm using that as an example because that's how we are in a relationship with God. You know, we're doing all these things that we was taught. You know, we was taught, you know, we was going up, we was in church, we seen people usher, we seen people preach, we seen people in the choir, we seen people praise and so, you know, we automatically think, oh, that's what we're supposed to do. You know, to get in right standing with God. If we do all these things, you know, we'll be perfect. We'll be looking like the children of God, you know. But That's not it at all, you know. Just because you preach in the church, just because you usher the church, just because you praise dance, just because you sing in the choir, don't necessarily mean that you are in right standing with God. Don't necessarily mean that you are doing what God has called you to do, you know. And it's a lot of people. We serve God, but we don't have a relationship with God. God don't know who you is. You're just doing the work because that's what you think you're supposed to do, you know. And that's why you have so many people, so many preachers. Some preachers, they start to sit down because they really don't, they realize they really don't know what God wants. They really don't know who God is. They really don't know if what they're preaching is true because they haven't sat down and studied for themselves. You know, they just continuously living their lives off of hearsay, off of what grandma showed you, off of what Pawpaw showed you. You know, when Pawpaw was a preacher, he did this. When grandma was a minister, she did that. And that's how people are doing today. We're just going with the motions of what everybody else doing. And we look down on the people who sitting in the pews, which would be a representative of Mary. These people are trying to get a relationship with God. You know, but too many times when they come to church, we want to tell them to get, we want to put them in position. And it's not that you doing it on purpose. It's that you got a misunderstanding of what God really wants. God don't want the people to, he don't want them in a position right now. He wants them to get to know what he has done for them. About the mercy, about the grace, about the forgiveness. That's what he, you know, desires. He desires to show you mercy. He desires to give you that joy, that peace. That's what he desires to give you. And we think that because we are not in a church doing this or that, or we not in Bible study every Wednesday, that we have stopped doing the work of God. We have gotten away from God, but that is not true, you guys. If you want to step away from that and get a relationship with God, you have done the right thing. Like he said, told Mary. Mary has chosen a good thing. Mary was at Jesus' feet, listening to his word, while Martha was running around, serving him, doing all the works of the church, you know, and yet he said she was distracted. You're preaching my word, but yet you are distracted. You know, you're singing praises to me, but yet you are distracted. You can't hear me because you think you already know what I want. You think you already know. But I'm here to tell you, you don't know. And you ought to just come to grips with yourself. Well, I don't know, because you know you don't know, but you're too powerful to say it.
Come on now.
You're too powerful to let somebody know that you don't understand what's going on. Yes. You're just going to continue to go the way you go, knowing that your bridge is burning, you know, knowing that you're depressed, ready
My
to
Lord.
Go back to what you used to do.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
No. Let's just go back to, you know, being honest with yourself. You don't know. Step back and see what the Lord really wants. So what people going to say? You do right by stepping back and going to go study and question what are you doing. You're doing right by doing that. Amen.
Amen.
It's just like in relationships. You're going to keep on going on doing what you're doing, knowing that your wife's depressed, knowing that she's sad. You ain't going to sit. You ain't going to stop what you're doing. You ain't going to stop going to this job and that job and out with your friends and come sit down with your wife and see what's really going on and get real, get to the truth, you know, get to what's going on. You ain't willing to sit there and come listen to your wife. You know, because she's trying to tell you there's clearly a problem. You know, that's why you got certain people, and I'm not saying that it's right, but you got, it's just an example. You got people stepping out on marriages because they feel like they're not being heard. You study trying to serve them as a wife, serve them as a husband, and you don't even know. You don't realize that they don't even care about, they don't even care about half of the stuff that you are doing. They don't care about their material stuff. They don't care if you buy them Jimmy Choo's every Friday, every Wednesday. They don't care about that. you know. So sometimes we need to step back and really ask ourselves, you know, what am I doing? Am I just merely just doing the work because that's what I saw growing up? Or if that's what somebody told me I should do? Or because somebody peer pressured me into getting into this position? Or do I really have an understanding of what this is going to bring glory to God, you know? Do I really feel like this has helped me and I'm eager to bring it to somebody else? Because it's a lot of sad and depressed saints out there, and sometimes it's confusing when you in church and out there preaching the house down and talking about the love of God, and then and when you go behind the scenes, they depressed. It's because they really don't have the understanding of what God has truly done. Amen.
Amen.
Some of us, we don't know what God truly done. We talking about something we don't even know about. For real, for real. For real, for real. Amen. So all I'm telling you today is get into a position. It's time to question ourselves. What are we doing? You know? We got to get into a position to receive from God. Because right now, we're not hearing nothing. Because we so busy working. We so busy prayer line every night. We going out here feeding the homeless, which that's good. You know, we going out here church Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, some of us. You know, that's a good thing that you do. But it means nothing if you don't know why you're doing it. It means nothing. You don't want to be one of the people who say, Lord, Lord, you know, I did this and I did that and I did this, but yet you ain't come in yourself. You welcoming everybody else into the house, but you ain't walk in for yourself. You ain't go see for yourself. It's more important to get a relationship with God and get an understanding with God than to serve him. I know that sounds crazy, but it's more important for you to actually sit down with God and be face to face with God and be real with yourself first. It's more important to get yourself right and for you to get it before you go out there and serve him.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
I know it's kind of difficult for some people, because so many people look up to us, you know. You know, they come to me about, you know, about their marriage. They come to me wanting me to pray for them. What would I look like, you know, saying that, you know, I'm going to step back. I need to, you know, communicate with the Lord and, you know, try to get understanding what God wants me to do. You're too prideful to step back. Cause you don't know what day, you don't know what day God is gonna come, you know. And when I say that, I mean when you don't know when your life is gonna end.
Yes,
you don't want to be sitting here wondering, oh, if I don't make it in, it's not gonna make it in. Oh, you need to get a relationship with God right now. Cause some of us, we think we have a relationship with God, but we don't. And that's why you find yourself going in the same circle over and over again. One minute you're up, next minute you're down, you're depressed because this happened and that happened. It's easy to stay happy when everything is going right. Oh, God is blessing me. I'm giving God the most praise. But soon when all everything else is breaking loose, we back sad and we back depressed. Could it be that we really don't understand what God has truly done for us? Because all that stuff can happen, and we still should be able to give God the praise. We still should be able to stand on what we believe in, live how we, the way that God wants us to live, no matter what. Because when you have, how many of you know, when you have an understanding of something, it's hard to get away from it.
You know, people can do you bad and talk about you bad, but because you got an understanding of why they did it, because you got to understand that, this was people, you know, if you was in that situation, you would feel that way too, because you got that kind of understanding. It's hard for you to get mad at that person. It's hard for you to stay mad. It's hard for you to look at it in another light because you got so much of an understanding. It's time for us to come to that kind of understanding.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
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 Yes. Amen.
That's pretty much what I got. It's in your hands. Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's give God a hand praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something that she said that stuck with me. Quit being a busybody. Sit down at the feet of Jesus and let him minister to you. Sometimes we run from this place to that place, on this line and that line, and God is saying, I want to minister to you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when he ministered to you, then you can hear. Hallelujah. That's when you're really suffering with him and he's suffering with you. Amen. Hallelujah. See.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the woman of God. Thank you, Lady Primos. Hallelujah. For that word on today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we want to introduce, hallelujah, last but not least, hallelujah, from the Show Me State, evangelist, hallelujah, Vicki Cheney Smith, hallelujah, have your way.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, well, let's bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for that word, hallelujah. We thank God for that word. I'm just tag you. Hey, we just a tag team on this morning because she's right in my same vein. Amen. We're talking about perfecting the saints on this morning. I thank God for that scripture, Ephesians 4:12-13, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen, amen, amen. And I just, I just thank the Lord on today because I have a voice. Listen, I'm going to use whatever I got to glorify the Lord. Amen. As long as I can open up my mouth and something can come out, hallelujah, then we're going to be raising the praise. And we're talking about perfecting on this morning. I'm going to deal with one word, and that is perfecting on this morning. And the word of perfecting is perfect. Amen. Amen. And we want to be perfect. Amen. There's two pronunciations of that word, though. There's perfect and there's perfect. Amen. There's
Amen.
Perfect and there's perfect. Amen. And we know that we want to be what God is, and he is perfect. Amen. And we know that when we talk about perfecting, we're just simply talking about making something perfect. Amen. Making it perfect. And what do we have to go by? We go by God. He's perfect. Because he's perfect, we're perfect. Amen. You got to know, listen, let's start from the beginning real quick. You got to know where you came from and what you're made of. Amen. In the natural sense, in school, they teach you, you know, the biology or, you know, what your body's made of. Amen. And so you can know how your body parts work. Amen. And in Genesis, but we know, we want to go all the way back to the beginning from where we came. Genesis 2:6-8 says, but streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Now the Lord, now see, that's what we're talking about right there. We came from God. We came from God. We came from God. We're an extension of God. Yeah, he made us from the dust, from the dirt, from the ground. Lowest thing you standing on, you walk on, you manure on. I heard somebody say one time, the lowest thing that you can think of was dirt. We came from dirt. But he took water, which represents the spirit itself. He moistened that dirt, and he formed us. But we didn't become a living thing until he breathed his spirit in us. He breathed into the nostrils. And that's why we are an extension of him. That's why we can say that we live, we move, and we have our being if we belong to him. Amen. Well, we all belong to him, but we got an idea. When we say we belong to him, we identify with him. We don't identify with the world, but we identify with Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's how we become perfect. That's how we're made perfect. Even though we're not perfect, we're perfect in him because he is perfect and because we have his spirit. And how many know that God is a God of love? Amen. Yes, he is. But let me not get ahead of myself. We're a tripart. We're made of three things. We're made of the spirit. We're made of soul. And we're made of body. Amen. We're made of the, of course, we're made of the body. The first thing became the body. You know, the body is it has to touch something. It operates off of the five senses. Amen. You have to, you know, do things to keep it up, to feed it. You have to feed the body. Amen. Don't you have to feed the body to stay alive? Yes, you have to feed yourself. You have to take care of this body that God has given you. Amen. That's what is the first thing. But then you have the inner man, which is the soul and the mind, and that's the seat of our emotions. And I'm not trying to get off into all that either. But the main part of us is our spirit. That if you take that spirit out of us, we're gone. There's no more life in us. We're dead. Amen. So that is the main part. That's the part that's deeper than our soul. You know, it's down there. It's those hidden parts. Y'all know what? We don't even know. Understand those things deep down inside of us, you know, because there's a spiritual realm that the Spirit of God, we have to connect with the Spirit of God, and that reveals things to us. So that reveals those hidden things to us, the things that are hidden to the natural man. The natural mind can't even discern. That's why we need the Spirit of God. We need the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's no other creature that God created had this third part, had this spirit. We're the only ones that have this spirit, and it's through our spirit that we contact God. It's through our spirit that we contain him within ourselves. It's through our spirit that we have that fellowship with him. And we're talking about the perfecting of the saints, and I like what First Lady Prevost was saying. You know, we got to perfect ourselves first. Amen. Before we can go about the perfecting of the saints. Amen. Before we start working on other people, we got to work on ourselves first. Amen. And we know this one thing about God. The main thing about God is this, that he is a God of love. Amen. 1 John 4:16 says that, and we know and believe the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen. Do you have the love of God on today? I'm not talking about, you know, I like First Lady Prevost bought it, you know, just how we all have relationships. Sure we do. Or we want to have relationships. Some of us can't have no relationships because we don't know how to love, or we're not lovable. We can't have no relationships, you know, because of that natural man doesn't even know how to love. Amen. And it just loves with as best as it can with the knowledge that it has of love, natural knowledge. And unfortunately, a lot of times, just like First Lady Prevost said, you know, we love according to what we've been exposed to. A lot of times it's what we see on TV. Sometimes it's what we learn from kids, learn what they think they know. They get it from other kids in school. They think that's love. You know, some kids don't want to learn from their parents. They want to learn from someone else. Well, you should learn love you know, from your family. That's what you should learn, love. You have the mother, you have the father, you know, and there should be some nurturing going on, you know, in the family structure. That's set up to teach love, but we don't have the family structure set up in the order that God intended for it to be set up today. And so that's why love is such a confusing thing on a day. But we know that belong to him what God, what love is, because God is love. And the first love that he demonstrated was the love that he showed toward us in our sins. When nothing else would help, love lifted me. When nothing else, we were doomed to die in sin and be completely separated from God for eternity. But his love, he sent his only begotten son in love to come and deliver us and bring us back into a relationship with him. So when we talk about relationships, like First Lady Peoples was talking about, if we really want to love like our husbands and wives, like we're supposed to love them, then what we need to do, let's go back to that first thing, that body part of man. He has to eat that natural food to survive. Well, likewise, that spiritual man has to eat that spiritual food to survive, and that's the word of God. And in that word of God, it teaches us how what love really is and how to dwell together. We're talking about the perfecting of the saints, and then that love of God will teach us how to dwell together in our homes, how to how to love our husbands, how to love our wives, how to love our children, and then how to come together and love each other. 1 John 4:7-11, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God." That's what I want to talk about in the perfecting the love. Love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Yeah, we're going to perfect something. Listen, perfect your love. In this, verse 9, 1 John 4 and verse 9, "In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is the love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and he sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." God is love. Amen. God is love. So, listen, how deep is your love on the day? I really like all the things that First Lady Peoples was saying, because, you know, we can't love somebody first. We want somebody to love us first. Amen. We can't love people that are not like us. Come on now. We looking at some people and putting them down and putting ourselves over people. Amen. Or we get caught up in titles and get caught up in our church work and everything, just like she was saying. Amen. But all that stuff is a distraction. Amen. From the what we think, we call that love, but that ain't love. What love is, let me tell you what love is, and then I'm about through. And let's go over to John 21 and 15. And this just came to me so deep on this morning. This came to me. And the scripture said, hallelujah, John 21 and 15. "So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lamb. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Ha, ya, 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 ya. He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. So God is saying, if you love me, feed my sheep. Amen. And another passage tells us that if you love me, You're going to keep my commandments. You're going to keep my commandments. And that's, first of all, that's personally, you are demonstrating your love for God when you keep his commandments. And then you're demonstrating your love for God when you love your brothers and you love your sisters. Amen. And so, first of all, we got to feed ourselves. We got to get ourselves right. We got to get in this word. And like the first lady was saying, you know, we can't go out and disciple nobody else until, you know, we got to pass our course. We gotta get in his word and not just be taught, but we got to be tested. And we're talking about perfecting, honey. You got to be tested. That's how you perfect it. Amen. You got to be process, just like a diamond. Amen. When you first behold a diamond, you can't see that it's the good in it, how good, how perfect it is, because it's all containing a rock. It's inside a rock, but you got to crush that rock on the outside off. Amen. You got to get those layers on the outside. That sinful man, it's got to come off. Amen. And it's got to be crushed. And it's got to be put in the fire, and it's got to be purified. And so, y'all, we got to be perfected, to come to a state of being perfect. We got to be purified. We got to go through the fire, amen? And after you go through the fire, then you're ready, amen? After you've been discipled, you're ready to disciple someone else, amen? And that is about the perfecting. And like First Lady Prevost was saying, I love it. She made it so plain. Did y'all get it? Don't be on this line talking about, you holy and you righteous and you this and you that. And then let's hang up that phone and let's be a fly on the wall at somebody's house and see how they really act. Come on now. Come on. Let's see how somebody acts when they get out of church. Oh, no, better than that. Boy, I've seen people cut up in church. Yes. Amen. Are you what you say you are? Amen. We're talking about the perfecting. I love how she said that. But you know what? We got to be about what we say we're about. We got to be doing, not just serving the Lord with this lip service, but doing what he says to do and doing what we telling other people to do, not like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They was making people do things that they weren't even doing themselves. But we got to be true. We got to be true. And so we got to do like First Lady Pico said, we got to sit down at the feet of Jesus and learn and be taught and search some scriptures for ourselves and make sure we got it right. And we got to listen to people. We got to listen to people that are older than us, that are more seasoned than us, that have been around longer than us. Amen. When Jesus went to the temple when he was 12 years old, he was the Son of God. And he sat down. And he let somebody teach him. And you got to be teachable today. We're talking about perfecting. You got to be teaching today. And listen, until Jesus comes, you can learn something. Until Jesus comes, you can learn something. But we want to sit under the feet of those that God has planted us under. Amen. And we're talking about, so we just thank God on the day, man, for the work. When you've sat under the seat and you have passed the test yourself, amen. And then you're ready for the work. You're ready for the ministry. Not for church work, but the work of Christ. Amen. Which is getting out there and ministering. You got to know what season you're in. If you're in a season of sitting and learning, then sit there and learn. Be quiet. Don't try to teach the teacher. Amen. I hate when I'm trying to tell somebody something. They go, I know, I know. No. Listen, we got to learn how to be still, be quiet, and listen. Amen, because you may not be getting something. That's the season you're in. But then when you go to the next season of ministry, amen, then you're working the work of Christ and not church work. And what is it for? And this is my final thing. I'm out for the edifying of the body, to provide moral and intellectual instruction. Amen, and I'm sorry. I have sat at the seat of many a great man, but the greatest mind knows how to listen. See, listen is a learning skill. And a lot of people just, they don't listen. It's in one ear and out the other. When they didn't get it, they did not. You just preached fire and brimstone. They didn't be more get it because they weren't really listening. It just went in one ear and out the other. But y'all, today, we got to get it. We got to get it, and we got to get it right. We got to get it, and we got to get it good. And when we got it good, then we're going to be able to go forth in Jesus' name, and we're going to see the edifying. We're going to see. We're going to be able to do the work of the ministry. We're going to be able to go through the fire. We're going to be ready for the trials and the temptations. And every round goes higher, and every trial and every temptation gets greater, but it's for the edifying. Even if you got to be used, even if the Lord got to use you as an example to chastise, you take it, amen, for the even if he openly rebukes you, you take it, amen, because it's all for the edifying. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, why you say something to me and you don't say something to them? Well, I'm using you. Come on. Amen. Sometimes you got to be used when you don't want to be used. Well, I got to go over there and talk to them people over there? They drunk and they stink. And why I got to go over there? Because I called you. That's why. This is the work. Amen. Listen, sometimes we got to take off them night clothes and put on some work clothes. Amen. We can't just sit up in church in the big services all the time. But sometimes you got to get out there. You are supposed to be out there in the trenches working and trying to bring people to Christ Jesus. And when God puts that on your heart, put that burden on your heart. Don't spend all your time sitting up in church trying to be on somebody's program or trying to, I'm just saying, I'm working on getting that title or whatever. I'm just saying, you know, where's your work for winning souls? What are you doing to win souls? You don't even have to have a title to do that. All you got to do is have a word of the Lord walking with you. You're walking and talking with your mind stayed on Jesus. Everywhere you are, you got connected to him. Everything that you're about, you're doing. And it's not just in church all the time. But everywhere you go, you got the Lord on your mind. If you open your mouth, you can say something about Jesus to somebody. You can look and see somebody that is in the need, and you're going to say something. You're not going to just walk by them, amen. But you're going to do something. You do like Elder Prevost did and give your last dollar, amen, hallelujah. But you will be magnifying the presence of the Lord. You're going to be about edifying the saints. You're going to be about witnesses to somebody, hallelujah. Yes. And even in church, you're going to do what the word says. You're going to be weak. The strong is supposed to restore those that are weak. Amen. You're going to be doing it like God said. Do it on today. Hallelujah. It's not going to be your way, but it's going to be, it's not going to be my way, but it's your way. I must decrease that he can increase in the name of Jesus. And that's not what we're doing today. Hallelujah. What are you feeding the sheep? Are you feeding the sheep? If you love me, feed my sheep.
Glory.
Are you feeding them the word of God? Or are you baiting them with what you want? Is it God's agenda? Or is it your agenda? Do you love me? If you love me, feed my
Yes, that's it.
No, listen, Peter had him died, turned upside down. He knew. Hallelujah. He was the
one.
He denied Jesus 3 times. But
Mama Machia. Go ahead.
No, but still, Jesus told him, after he denied him, he told him, feed my sheep. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus already knows what we made of. Hallelujah. But we just got to hold on. We just got to hold on. Gotta go down to the potter's house, hallelujah, and sit on the pedestal. Tell the Lord, mold me. Hallelujah. Tell the your folks one to another, hallelujah. It's for the edifying of the saints, hallelujah. And sometimes if you wrong, have that repenting spirit.
Created
me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. Hallelujah. God. And if you ask him, he'll do it for you. Hallelujah. This is God.
Yeah.
Not We got to be going forth in his word. In the church, when we see something's not right, you be right. You be right. You just be right. I don't care what nobody else is doing.
And
my brother don't go. And my father don't go. I'm going with Jesus all the way. I'm on the Lord's side. You can be glad, hallelujah, when you know that you've done the will of the Lord, hallelujah. His reward is his peace. It is well, no matter what is going on, when they affect you to, it is well. When they talk about it is well. When they take it for my sake, it is well.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul.
Hallelujah.
And you can call on him. You can call on him.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Your time is trouble. You can
yes,
call
you can.
And he'll
yes,
be right
can.
There.
Hallelujah.
He'll be right there.
Yes, yes, yes. That's
on,
it.
Let's bless his name. Let's bless his name.
Hallelujah.
But it's for the protecting of the saints. It's for the protecting. Hallelujah. If you're working, and it gets a little rough, it gets a little hard, it's all right. Hallelujah. When you're suffering for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Happy are ye. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's praise God, woman of God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you for your love.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. The greatest commission is for us to love. That's how we're perfected, is in his love. If we do not have love, we don't have nothing. Hallelujah. Because God is love. That's how we're perfected in God as saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's how we get perfected in God, through the love of God. Hallelujah. 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 The love of God will keep us, hallelujah, on our knees. The love of God will push back the plate, hallelujah, and pass, hallelujah. The love of God will let us be kind to one another. The love of God will keep the word of God abiding in our hearts. The love of God is what we need, hallelujah, to be perfected as saints, as children, as the royal priesthood. Hallelujah. See. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. See, dear. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And at this time, hallelujah, see, dear. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, see, dear. Lord, we thank you for the word that has went forth on this morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for using the vessel that you have designated, Lord. Lord, thank you, Jesus, Lord. Lord, now we ask that you pour back into them the virtue that they poured out, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Let that word come alive in them first, Lord, and then on us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord, the Yahshua, at this time, we will take prayer requests. Hallelujah. Will there be any prayer requests on this morning?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray for EBCS. Pray for EBCS. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Yes, Lord. Will there be any more prayer requests? Yes.
My God.
Remember Angela and the Smith family. Amen.
Amen. Will there be any more prayer requests?
Amen. This is Elder Prevost. I just want to keep all the facilitators and everybody that's in the prayer line ministry lifted up.
Amen. Would there be any other prayer requests? If not, we will turn, hallelujah, Hallelujah, Dusty. We will have Apostle Lee take us to the throne room on this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Holy
thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, let it happen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes,
the microphone.
Yeah.
You okay, Apostle Lee?
Yeah, I just, there's a phone that's, yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, as we come, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you for encouraging our hearts, oh God. Strengthening our hearts in your word, oh Lord God. Lord, bless every speaker, oh God, that came on the line to bring a rhema and a logos word, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the edification of the saints, oh God. Oh, Father God, as we come right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind every distraction right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. That your word and your spirit will go forth like never before, Father God. Lord, we just want to edify, oh God, each other. Father God, Abba, shut up. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, let's all just go up in the Holy Ghost. Let's all go up in the Holy Ghost. Oh my God. God, my 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 God, God, I hear you. God, we thank you this morning, Father God.
Thank you,
we bless your name this morning, God. We magnify God. Thank him for the turnaround. Thank him for the turnaround. That word is for somebody. You must say, thank him for the turnaround. Thank him for the turnaround. Thank him for the turnaround.
Put
his word in your mouth.
You don't have to be quiet. You don't have to be still.
Hallelujah.
My God, I was for that man of God. And it almost kicked out of my heart. God is still a quick work in you, man of God. God is edifying. He's lifting you up. He's lifting you up. The devil don't like it. So be it. So be it. Tell God, thank you. Get it out.
Thank you, Lord.
My God, I feel something all in my belly. Lord, to God be the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
God is strengthening the man of God on the line. He's strengthening the man of God on the line. I know they say this is more than day, but I go by the spirit of the living God. And God said, I'm doing something in the man. I'm building up the man.
Hallelujah.
My God. God is putting the men in their respective places in him. Hallelujah. No disrespect to the woman. No disrespect to the woman, but I am just called by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord said, the man of God,
Lord, yoke commission, Lord. How do they see that? Let us learn serve with that perfect love, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Touch every facilitator on this line and every other line, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Do be the headship, Lord, of the prayer lines, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Cover, cover, cover every prayer line that's represented on this line, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord.
Cover, Lord.
Let your anointing flow freely, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your will be done on every line, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Let every line bring glory back to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Let us walk circumspectly, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Let us not be moved by what we see or what we hear, but by your spirit, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you said when the enemy come in like a flood, Lord, that you will lift up a standard, Lord. Lift up a standard in your saints on today, Lord. Perfect us again, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. As we sup with you, Lord. We ask that you sup with us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to do what you say do, Lord. Not what man said do, Lord. You have the ruling authority, Lord. Let us walk in that authority that you have commissioned for our lives, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, that I see the hand of the sword. And the see, tear down every plot of skinning that the enemy has set up. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. But loose your love, Lord. Loose your anointing, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Go before us on today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Cover, cover, cover. Cover us, Lord. From the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. See about every need that weighs heavy on everyone's life, on everyone's heart, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Move according to your will, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. For you said that you are our shepherd. And we shall not lack any good thing, Lord. As we try to do right with you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we strive to be perfected in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to order our steps in you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we bow before you on this morning, Lord. And we bow before you, Lord. As humble as we know how, Lord. Asking you to come in, Lord. Hallelujah. And you be the Godship of our life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Take total control of our life, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Under the soul. Hallelujah. Lord, we even ask you to touch our nation on today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for the nation, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, that the real saints would pray as they ought to, Lord. For our nation, Lord. To bind the disasters made by men. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We need to get back in that place with him, Hallelujah. So that he can perfect us, Lord. When he perfects it, it will last in us. Hallelujah. We ain't got to fast to be perfected, Hallelujah. Anymore when he comes in, Hallelujah. Because he will remain in us. Hallelujah. We need a fast, just to be close to him, not for material things. Then that's when his spirit will perfect us. Lord, we ask that you cover every marriage. Hallelujah. Cover, 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 Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Bind the spirit of the strange woman, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. But let the marriages cleave to one another, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, but I am the Let them honor their covenant with you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let them pray, hallelujah, together, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Let them be binded together in one, hallelujah, with you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Set those who desire to be married, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you be that. Give them that keeping power, Lord, to keep. Keep them, Lord. Hallelujah. Crucify the flesh, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Until you see that perfect mate, until you see that perfect mate that you have designated for their life, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you cover our children and grandchildren on today, Lord. Cover them, Lord. From the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Cover, cover, cover. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Protect them. Lead and guide and protect them, Lord, from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. And I see, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. For you said that you will prepare the table before us in the presence of our enemies, Lord. Lord, we thank you for that table today, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, you in the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you on this morning like never before. We need you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord, we be mindful to give you all honor and praise and glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. At this time, do we have any comment on the word that was presented on this morning? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is Sister Brenda, and I just thank God for the word. I came on, and I think I came on in the middle of it, but it was still good. And I just want to thank the women of God for bringing out the word of God. And what I got out of it all was how we have to work out our own soul salvation. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we can't expect the pastor to do it. Anybody else for that matter, because you know, God called us to love, so we got to know the word for ourselves. You know, we get the, like I said, the pastor can't do it. We got to learn the word for ourselves. We got the Bible tell us in John, I forgot what it is, but anyway, we got to work out our own soul salvation. It comes from us first. We have to, even though we might hear the word from the man of God, but we got to go, we got to study to show ourselves approved. And we got to walk that walk as well as talk that talk. God said in John 16:33, he said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in us we might have peace, but in the world you should have tribulation. He said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So we have to continue perfecting ourselves that things are going to happen, but we are still called to love. That's the only thing that's going to last. So we have to continue to perfect our faith, because faith without works is dead. And the only way we're going to do it is to love and just walk God's word, just walk the walk and talk the talk, you know. So I just thank God for that word, and it really blessed me on this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Will there be any other comments?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. This is Brother Page. Just thank God for your word this morning. Sister Prevost, thank God for the word. Every time she gets on, I get something from her. Say thank you about she talk about being so busy. And that's a true thing. that we get so busy, we forget about the one thing God said to be. You know, sometimes I say we have a, when we get ready to drive our car, we get a manual to drive our car so that we know how to operate it right. But I said to the marriages and things like that, I'm looking for a good manual. A good manual for loving your wife and the family, taking care of your family. I know the Bible is the manual, but just like we take time to read the manual to drive the car, I think you got to read the manual to know how to do things God wants us to do. And so I thank God. And one thing I've always said that been in me for a while, and I get on it and get off it. But I said, once everybody know how, once we all know our purpose and write our purpose down, then we won't get stagnated on the journey. And that's all I got to say.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Will there be any more comments on today?
Well, I'm driving. Praise the Lord,
everybody. Okay. Praise the Lord. I'm not trying to cut nobody off, but this is Advantage Brown. I enjoyed the word, and like she said, sometimes we got to sit down and shut up and listen, and to study ourselves to prove, and then we got to live the life. So she brought a wonderful message. I heard both of the messages, and both of them were so true, and that's the word, and that's the gospel. And that's what we got to do, is show ourselves approved and not being ashamed of nothing that we do, because God got everything in his hand. Amen?
Amen.
So that's what I have to say. Sometimes you just have to listen to what people are saying and not being judgmental.
Yeah.
And because that's why God made a racer, is to race and then study. And then when you study to show yourself approved, then God already gets the reward. You get the reward from God and not man. So I just thank the Lord for the word today. Amen?
Amen.
That was Sister Brown. I thank and praise the Lord for those words. I thank and praise the Lord for both of the women. I think I've already texted EVCS. I tell you, my soul's been blessed. I've heard the word in my heart. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for both of them. Dynamic. And if we just sit back and listen, hallelujah, to the voice of God, we're going to make it and have that relationship so that the gifts that he's given us can be perfected in our lives as well. So I just thank God for both of them. I enjoy them immensely. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I kind of caught the end of the, kind of like caught some of the message and kind of got on. But I truly thank God for what I did here. Even I really kind of caught the prayer, and I was like, oh, my God, what she was praying about is what I was going to ask for prayer for. So I thank God, even my spirit, you caught it in the spirit, woman of God, and I just thank you for that, because, like you said, and I caught a part of you talking about love. Some of the messages, like I said, because I got on and I had to get off, but I just want to thank y'all, because sometimes even though you think what you asking for prayer, somebody else is already standing in the gap praying for you and warring for you. And even when I got back in, I was like, wow, isn't this amazing? She is praying for what I was going to ask for prayer for. And I thank you for that, woman of God. Thank you.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. At this time, we will take announcements from Elder Primos.
Amen. Praise the Lord on today. Praise the Lord on today. Praise the Lord on today.
Praise
I have truly had a blessed time in the Lord this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. I truly enjoyed the word that went forth this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We just want to announce, amen, that today, hallelujah, is our all-day prayer call. Hallelujah. Praise God. Beginning at 12 noon my time. If you're over there in California, praise God, it's going to start, amen, at 10. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you are over there on the in New York, it's going to start, hallelujah, at 1 o'clock. Praise God. And we're going to open up with EVCS and raise the praise. Hallelujah. Then we're going to go to, praise God, then we're going to go, amen, to our midday Bible study, amen, and then we're going to have our afternoon prayer call, hallelujah, with Minister Ray, praise God, hallelujah, and then, amen, depending on the circumstances, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back on tonight, hallelujah, to close out, amen, tonight, praise God. So we invite everybody, amen, to call back in about 2 hours and 10 minutes. Praise God. Same number. Praise God. And we're going to get it started with Raise the Praise with the Praise Raiser. So we invite everybody to come back and magnify the Lord with us. Hallelujah. Continue to stay in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Just like the Spirit moving right now, we're going to keep it going. Hallelujah. So we invite everybody to come back. Praise God. We thank God for you. Amen. And I guarantee you, hallelujah, and I don't do this, but I guarantee you, if you come back, you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. You will receive a blessing. I'm not talking about money. See, a lot of prophets tell you about money to get you to come back. Hallelujah. I'm talking about that spiritual blessing. Hallelujah. Because money ain't going to do you no good unless God bless your spirit, your heart, and your soul first. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, money ain't going to do nothing but make you more of what you are already. Hallelujah. So God got to do some things to bless us spiritually, hallelujah, and mentally, praise God, before he can bless us financially. Hallelujah. Yeah. But I guarantee you, if you come back and you're like Mary and you sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to his word, you will be blessed on today. So we invite you to come back in about 2 hours, praise God, and be blessed with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's back in your hands, woman of God.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's not forget, hallelujah, mark on your calendars May 26th. Say May 26th.
May 26th.
Is our all-night prayer call.
All night.
Amen. Amen. We want to be mindful, hallelujah, if those who can, to come and join us on the prayer, midnight prayer call on May 26th. Amen. And at this time, we will have the closing scripture. Hallelujah. It's coming from Romans 8. It's coming from Romans 8. Therefore, there is no condemnation, no guilty verdict, no punishment for those who are in Christ Jesus, who believe in him as the personal Lord and Savior. Christ Jesus, the law of our new beginning being, has set us free from the law of sin and death. For the law could not do that is overcome sin and remove its penalty and power. Being weakened by the flesh, man's nature without the Holy Spirit, God did. He sent his own son in the likeness of sinful man as an offering for sin. And he condemned sin in the flesh, subdued it, and overcame it in the person of his own son, so that the righteousness and just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not live our lives in the ways of the flesh, guided by the worldliness and of our sinful nature, but live our lives in the ways of the Spirit, guided by his power. For those who are living according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, which gratify the body, but those who are living according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit, his will and his purpose. Now the mind of the flesh is death now, both now and forever, because it pursues sin, but the mind of the Spirit brings life, peace, and spiritual well-being that comes from walking with God, both now and forever. The mind of the flesh, with its sinful pursuits, is actively hostile to God. It does not submit itself to God's law, since it cannot. And those who are in the flesh, living a life that caters to sinful appetites and impulses, cannot please God. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing and a living of his holy word. Amen. Be blessed on today, Lord. Allow God to go with you, and you go with God on today is our prayer for you on today. Amen. God bless you.